everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of December 3rd through 9th, 2012. This year, we have a bit of December madness. The Grand Prix finale was merely the biggest event of the week. It was also, of course, the test event for the Olympic venue to be in Sochi, the thankfully actually finished Iceberg Skating Palace with Vladimir Putin among the high-ranked officials in attendance, an event with its share of mistake-riddled competitions, unimpressive winning performances, multiple withdrawals from the gala, ripped pants, and other mishaps. But in a week where Japan was rocked by another earthquake, her skaters, despite saying they found the ice soft, at least did their country proud by claiming both singles titles and another medal in each. Where it was also the first gold for a Japanese man in the event ever. Not that it was that easy for Daisuke Takahashi, who won mostly on the strength of his clean, quad-including short program, though while losing the long program by less than a point and a half, he was third in it due to following on a solo quad, partially undertaking the triple after his second quad, and making a couple more minor errors. Ahead of in the segment, by exactly 100th, was Yuzuru Hanyu, who landed his quad toe, but doubled his quad salchow at large cost to his tariff, and though he'd managed the quad in a short, he partially undertated and fell in the second jump in his combo there, had lingering stamina issues in both programs this time, ultimately leaving him behind Takahashi, 269.40 to 264.29. He'd actually been third in the short, behind Patrick Chan, who also had managed his quad, only to mess up his combo. But then the free, Chan fell in one quad toe, did the second solo, then forgot that counted as a combo, while forcing out his other jumps did three combos, keeping his last jumping pass from counting. He was lucky to stay on the podium, holding onto bronze 400th ahead of Javier Fernandez, who won the free with a quad toe and two quad salchows, one in combination, if a doubled loop, but he'd fallen on the quad in a fifth place short. Takehiko Kazuka was fifth overall. He landed a quad in each program, but fell in the second one the free, a villainous triple axel loss in the short, and nearly did the same on his first triple axel in the free. The less said about Tatsuki Mishita, the better. Mao Asada still didn't do the triple axel, but that might have been due to the back pain she's been nursing since November. She won the short with a clean program, but was tallied closely by Ashley Wagner and Kiko Suzuki, who also both delivered, the former hitting straight level fours and the latter triple toe, though she did have a bad spin. Then in the warm-up for the free, the pain got really bad, to the point Asada had to consider pulling out, but she went out there, and her free, despite one double and a couple partial downgrades, was truly lovely, had straight level fours too, and with 196.80, she won by nearly 15 points, mostly because no one else skated nearly that well in both their programs. Wagner first fell on an under-rotated salchow, then on a way under-rotated axel, and on the latter she banged up her hip and knee, was later reported as having contusion, though she finished her program, including her last jump cleanly, before showing the effects through the medal ceremony. She was fourth in the segment in a fraction of a point behind Suzuki, but held on to silver just ahead of the latter, as despite getting straight level fours herself, Suzuki didn't have her best skate in the free either. She too fell twice and had the second jump fully downgraded, and that was after she'd popped her lut. Second in the free was Elizaveta Tektomisheva, who had the cleanest program and highest tech score, but even she stumbled on her lutzes, and reducing her triple toe to a triple double in the short ultimately kept her down in fifth, just below Kira Korpi, who after suffering from back cramps and stomach flu considered pulling out last week. She had her own triple toe in the short partially downgraded, and had her two doubles and two singles in the free. Bringing up the rear was Christina Gass, who had multiple errors in both programs. The ice dance was a closer battle, especially when all of the top three managed the same tariff in both segments with level 3 steps, level 4 everything else in the free dance, but in terms of execution and presentation in both programs, Merle Davis and Charlie White proved just a little bit better than Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer in both segments, the latter being a little iffy going into the closing lift of their free dance didn't help, and the Americans won the first matchup with the Canadians of the season, plus the first fourth title at the Grand Prix finale for any dance team ever, 183.39 to 179.8. Natalie Pechla and Fabian Borza took a comfortable third, if only because the only team to skate up to form behind them proved Anna Cappellini and Luca Linate, who actually had the highest tariff of both segments, getting level 4s on 7 of 8 possible elements in the free, and even beating the French in the tech score there, but the presentations of course kept them down to 4th, and they'd even been 5th in the short behind Ekaterina Bobrova and Dmitry Soloviev, but the Russians' free was derailed when late in the program he slipped and fell and threw them both off after. They were lucky not to slip behind the other Russian team, Elena Ilyich and Nikita Katslapov, who had level issues and then did not perform anything nearly well enough to begin to make up for them. The home country made up for these ladies and dance disappointments in the pairs and juniors. In fact, they claimed 5 of 6 pairs medals up for grabs across both finale competitions, including both gold and silver in the senior pairs. Though Tatiana Volsozhar and Maxim Trankov almost made things interesting, when following a clean finishing short with the triple sow cows. He had an off day in the free. They started out with a triple twist that got straight plus threes, but then he got shaky starting on the nonetheless clean triple sow double toe, culminating in a fall on solo toes where he hit his hip hard. And then again, while trying to pull off the second throw, he got hit in the crotch and took some seconds to recover. They still won, but at 204.55 to 201.60, it was a much narrower margin than predicted to Vera Bazarova and Yuri Larionov, who even beat them in the free, if by less than half a point. And while breaking 70 in the short and 130 in the free, as well as 200 overall, with two more or less clean programs that included triple toes in both and a throw flip in the free, must now really be considered in the top tier. Though Bazarova and Larionov's was the only completely clean program, much of the rest wasn't far off. Chin Pang and Jiang Tong, due to his doubling their toes in the short, had been barely ahead of Megan Duhamel and Eric Radford, who rotated side-by-side lutzes with a hand down from her into the throw lutz, but the Chinese deliberately did easier jumps, and with a single two-footed throw, came more than close enough to clean for bronze, when Duhamel and Radford, though doing both solo and throw lutzes clean this time, saw her step out of their triple sow double toe combo, and then failed to execute their final lift. Yuka Kawaguchi and Alexander Smirnov were close to clean too, with their only trouble being her doubling the second toe in their sequence, though they were last due to more trouble in their short. Behind Kirsten Mortowers and Dylan Moskovich, who weren't perfect in either program, but were fairly good in both, and pulled off the hardest triple toe sequence when no one else did. As well as the junior pair's podium, which consisted of Lina Fedorova and Maxim Maroshkin, Vasilisa Devenkova and Andrei Debutat, and Maria Vigilova and Igor Zakharov in that order, the Russians also swept all four junior golds, surprising in the process in the junior men, when Maxim Kovtun, landing the quad and stunning especially in his free, was initially sandwiched between Americans Joshua Ferris and Jason Brown, but then Ferris got ill from consuming lactose and fell twice in his long to drop to silver, and Brown, between a bad double flip in his short and a waxel in his free, though he did land the triple axel in the short, slipped off the podium, leaving bronze by a fraction of a point to a stunned Ryuji Hino. Elena Radionova and the ladies, and Alexandra Stepanova and even Bukin in the dance, were not so surprising, of course, and these victories were aided also by some of their competitors having trouble. In the ladies, failed short combos from the other three ultimately left Hannah Miller with the silver and Anna Pogorelia with bronze. Angela Wang's beating them both in the free failed to move her up from fourth. In the dance, the struggles of the other three Russian couples in the short, free, or both left Gabriella Papadakis and Guillaume Kazayrin with silver and Alexandria Aldridge and Daniel Eaton with the bronze, even when their shorts weren't the best either. Aldridge and Eaton especially had to come back from fourth. Normally, a Senior B held the same week as the Grand Prix finale wouldn't be likely to get much attention, but this week, the NRW trophy for singles in Paris and Dortmund arguably generated more excitement than the finale, as it featured the return of Yina Kim, competing for the first time since 2011 Worlds, resulting in tickets selling out in 6 hours, a whole flood more of media than they're used to, and so many fans trying to watch the event's live stream before her short it caused the website to crash. She was there for the minimum tech scores, which of course she got, and more. Her final winning total was 201.61. She wasn't perfect. A lack of stamina took its toll in the last part of her free, where she popped the dog bull axel in her three jump and fell on a triple sow cow double toe, but she landed her beautiful triple lutz triple toe in both programs. 40 points behind her, things were a bit messy. Xenia Vakharova won silver on the strength of a very good short program with a triple toe, but barely after a sixth place long program, falling on a way under rotated sow cow, partially under rotating two more jumps and popping an axel. She was less than a tenth ahead of Victoria Helgeson, who was herself in the free only third with multiple errors, including two double jumps and two partial downs. Grades. They were both lucky. My Bernice Maytay, who was third after the short, having also skated more or less clean with a triple toe, also had two partial downgrades in the free, and enough other errors for fifth place program, which dropped her to fourth. Yoshi Helgeson, who had been fourth after the short, had a disastrous 10th place program, which dropped her to ninth. And Japanese skater Satsuki Muramoto, who beat everyone except Kim in the free, with flawless execution of admittedly easier jumps, had been 11th after some issues and equally easy content in the short, and could only squeak into the top five. Kim wasn't the only big name in Dortmund. Aliona Savchenko and Robin Sulkovy, having decided to skate in Germany after being forced to pull out of the second Grand Prix event, arrived in new, more subdued costumes, with her calling herself 80% healthy. And in the free, she stumbled on the first triple toe of their sequence to lose the second and doubled her sow cow, but they landed those toes in a clean short and a throw flip in both programs and ran away with the competition with 207.52. Roughly 30 points back, Stephanie Burton and Ondrej Kitarek and Vanessa James and Morgan Cypress vied for silver. James and Cypress were a little ahead after the short when they skated clean with triple toes and a throw triple flip, and Burton had a hand down on their toes and did an easier throw loop, but in the free, despite her doubling a solo sow cow, Burton Hodark pulled off triple toes, double toes, and good clean throws, while James and Cypress, despite triple sow cows, lost the sequence when she fell in the first triple toe and stumbled out of both throws, so the Italians rose to silver and the French dropped to bronze. The men's competition featured Michael Brezina, doubling his quad sow cow and singling the second jump in his combo in the short, then landing landing the quad sal on the free but doubling his second attempt at it, falling on his flip, doubling his loop, and fumbling his sal cow, which meant he only had one combo in the program. He was second in the short, fifth in the free, and second overall to Konstantin Menshov, who landed the quad triple in the short, and the quad triple and the solo quad in the free, and if he wasn't quite flawless, he wasn't far off. His total of 238.63 was a 25-point winning margin. Brusina had no such margin. He barely held off the three guys that piled in behind him and were even closer to each other for bronze. They actually did not include the guy who was third after the short, Jin Xiao Kim, who had some costly singles and an invalidated choreographic sequence in the free and was a more distant seventh. Instead, they consisted of Misha Ji, who went forward with a 10-day-old new short program, did badly and was sixth, and came back with a second place free, where his attempt to rotate the axle wasn't too successful, but everything else was great. He ended up fifth. Chafik Besagir, who landed the quad double in both programs and had no major problems, even if he wasn't always pretty, was fifth in the short, fourth in the free, and stayed ahead of G by 9/100. And Peter Liebers, who had multiple small errors in a fourth place short, started his free program falling on his only quad attempt and ended it with a bad double flip, was clean in between, was third in both that segment and overall, exactly 1 point ahead of Besagir. In the juniors, Brusina's fellow Czech, Elizaveta Ukalova, came back from second in the short to narrowly beat Italian Gia Taglia Pietra, and Abel Pros and Ruben Blumiart took another pair's victory for the home team, and the Russians swept the men, with Vladislav Smirnov on the strength of his short program win holding off Fyodosia Fomenkov, who had to use his long program win to get up to second from third. Unfortunately, one would-be comeback skater has pulled the plug on it, at least temporarily. Johnny Weir announced Friday he's bailing on the rest of the season, saying it isn't working and he needs to regroup for the Olympic season. He insists, however, he's still focused on that, even saying, "After seeing the level of my competitors and how much stronger I need to be competitive, my original plan of competing just for my fans and myself changed. The level of competition has increased dramatically since I left the sport in 2010, and although I was prepared to the best of my abilities, competing relit the fire in me, not only to compete and perform, but also to win. Winning takes greatness, and I hope with the time I'm allowing myself to improve my skills, I'll return next fall with a clear shot of competing in the next Olympic Games as a favorite." And we have another, more left field, John, probably ending the season early. John Coughlin this Tuesday had surgery in Vail, Colorado. Like Alyssa Cisney, he had torn the labrum in his left hip. He had only become aware of something being wrong around Thanksgiving, he said, and had the MRI and surgery fairly quickly. He is now in Colorado Springs starting physical therapy, and he and everyone around him describes themselves as being in very optimistic spirits, but there really can't be a clear schedule for his recovery. He and Katie Denny are officially out of nationals, and it doesn't sound like they're thinking of petitioning for four continents or worlds. In more nationals withdrawals, the rosters out for Chinese nationals lack a couple of entries as well. Wenjing Sui and Kong Han and He Zhang. Kexing Zhang, however, is on the roster despite her injuries this fall. But another man, unlikely as it might seem, did show up this week and qualified for Canadian Nationals. At the Skate Canada Challenge in Regina, Saskatchewan, Emmanuel Sandu competed for the first time since 2007 Worlds, didn't try the triple axel, put his hand down in the double in the short where he also singled a loop and singled Lutz in the free, but he managed to finish fifth, and this was when 13 guys qualified for Nationals, the top 14 in this case, because winner Elijah Bald, at 203.65, the only man to break 200 as a Grand Prix participant, was actually already qualified. Though he won on the strength of his short, which he won despite falling on his triple axel, his attempts at it weren't clean in the free either, one cost him a combo, and he also went for a quad, which he didn't even partially rotate. In the segment he was second, a point behind Mitchell Gordon, who did land the triple axel in his free and was largely clean, though he did have one partial downgrade and a couple other glitches, but falling on a partially under-rotated axel in the short had left Gordon a rather distant fourth. Bald still stayed far ahead of him, and in fact, Gordon barely squeaked out silver, exactly half a point ahead of Garrett Gosselin, who had been second after the short with clean and easy jumps, and had a good free, but doubled a couple of jumps there. He tried the triple axel in neither program. Samuel Moray had been third after the short, having landed the triple axel, but did no triple axel and three single jumps in the free, among other less than good elements, to drop to ninth. Going in the other direction was Nam Nguyen, who was 11th after the short with two disastrous jumps, no combo, and a bad spin to boot, but came back with a fourth place free, fell in the triple axel, but did everything else right to squeak past Sandu for fourth. Caitlin Osmond was also skiing this week in Saskatchewan to be another pre-qualified winner in the women, which meant this next 16 below her all qualified, and she really left them behind, skating perfectly in the short with a triple toe, and close to it in the long. There was one quibbly spin, but that didn't matter. With a 198.70 total, like Kim, she won by over 40 points. The top three were filled out by new faces. Julian Seguin and Gabrielle Dahlman, last year's junior national champion, took second and third as the only other two women to break 100 in the free, though Dahlman had a fall in the short and both had a fall in their long. Others struggled much more. Adriana DeSantis, who was fifth at Canadians last year, was 14th, falling on a partially under-rotated Lutz in the short and failing to land any clean triples in the free. And Kate Charbonneau failed to even rotate any triples throughout the competition, though she finished ahead of DeSantis in 9th. The lower number of senior Paris and ice dance teams in the country meant they didn't have to compete to qualify for nationals, and most chose not to. There were originally supposed to be 5 senior ice dance teams, and 4 of them even skated the short dance, but then both Alexandra Paul and Mitchell Islam, who had run off with the segment, and Adrienne Poulin and Marc-André Servan, who were third in it, pulled out, leaving usual suspects Elizabeth Paradis and Francois Xavier Ouellette and Melisande Dumas and David McKay Perry to finish by themselves. The former won, of course, totaling 128.84. Paige Lawrence and Rudy Swaggers originally intended to compete, but then pulled out at the last minute, which left only Taylor Steele and Simon Pierre Côté skating the senior pairs. They totaled 137.07. In the juniors, Roman Savdovsky rebounded from second in the short to outdistance Anthony Kahn in the men. Larkin Ostman did similar in the ladies when short program winner Justine Gosselin didn't do too well in the free. Madeline Edwards and Zhao Kai-Pang won both segments of the dance, if narrowly, over Mackenzie Bent and Garrett McKean. And Haley Bell and Lester Sylvester came back from a bit of a deficit after the short to win the Paris competition, less than a point over Natasha Purich and Sebastian Archieri. Australia concluded their nationals this week for a second year in a row without Chelsea Lee, and with last year's champion Sarah Passfield also out, which left last year's junior champion Chantelle Carey pretty much unchallenged for her first senior national title, though her short wasn't clean and her free had 2 falls and 2 jumps, partially and fully downgraded, among other errors. She scored 114.93. None of the other 9 competitors broke 100. Brooklyn Han won silver, and Stephanie Zhang, competing for the first time since 2003 Junior Worlds, won bronze on the strength of short programs that weren't good at all, but still contained the only rotated triple of the segments besides Carrie's. They were the only ones besides Carrie to rotate and in the free either. Zhang managed 2, a falling on both, and Han won, 1 of her 5 falls, and Zhang too made so many mistakes that she was 4th and Han 5th in the free, but Taylor Dean, who did a second place free of clean doubles, except for the attempt to rotate the double axel in the beginning, was so far behind from a failure to even partially rotate any of the 3 jumps in the short, she could only get up to 4th, and Jamie Nobbs, who was 3rd, rotating 2 double axels and all but 1 of her other doubles while trying 1 triple, there were her 2 full downgrades. If not getting any credit on her choreographic sequence, hadn't been as far behind, but those losses still caused her to slip behind Dean to 5th. Han wasn't the only skater who fell 5 times in a 5th place free. So did Chantel's brother, last year's senior men's champion Brendan Carey, and when he'd won the short by landing a quad, though even there he'd fallen his triple axel, he was the only skater to attempt either of those jumps and singled the first jump of his combo. His failure to land a single clean jump in the free, however, even on the 3 he didn't fall on, was too much to stay ahead of David Kranjic, who was 2nd after the short with a disastrous double flip, but had by far the best free on tariff alone, despite a fall on the Lutz, partial downgrade on a double toe, some sal cow issues, and a time violation. He scored 154.96 to easily claim his first Australian national title by some way. Carey was still 2nd, though, by a comfortable margin over Jordan Dodds, who actually kept the mistakes to a minimum in the free, though they included a full downgrade on a triple loop, the only thing he tried there harder than a sal cow. He was 4th in the segment to Mitchell Chapman, who had a 2nd place 3 through sheer presentation scores, but 2 falls, 1 a step sequence, and no combo in his 5th place short held Chapman down to 4th overall. There were 3 ice dance teams, including a guest team from New Zealand. With 124.38, Daniel O'Brien and Gregory Merriman creamed the other 2 to claim their 6th straight. Emma Greensill and Matthew Dodds were the first senior pair to show up in 7 years, though nobody else showed up to compete against them. They scored 72.51. In the juniors, Kehlani Crane, also the only skater to break 100, outscored Chantelle Carey with her winning total. Cameron Hemmert scored less than either of them, but enough to easily beat 2 countrymen and 1 New Zealand guest. Matilda Friend and Patrick Adderley were the better of 2 very weak dance teams, and Eliza Smith and Jordan Dodds were the only pair. And finally, one would think while they're so busy managing 2 Grand Prix finales, the ISU wouldn't have time for anything else, but they've also released details for this season's inaugural development trophies for less strong countries. There are now 4 of them. 2 are short track speed skating. 1, taking place March 26th through 30th in CSN, Poland, is for European singles, with 16 countries invited. And 1, held in Manila, Philippines, April 16th through 20th, is for 4 continent singles and ice dance, with 18 countries invited. Though 2 will only be allowed to send entries to the singles competitions, and 3 will only be allowed to send ice dance teams. Those 3 include South Korea. Paris events, along with long track speed skating and synchronized skating, may show up in future seasons. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.